Good morning, Pamela. What's up?
Hey, Rye. Wait. Are you playing two video games at the same time?
I am. I'm playing Metroid Prime Remastered with my hands and also playing Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe with my feet. Two of my favorite games are back and better than ever. Do you want to help?
Sure. I'm just surprised you're not playing Mario games since it's Mario Day.
Wait, what? Today, March 10th, is Mario Day?
Yeah, I figured that's why you're playing.
Hold up. The Nintendo phone line is ringing. Mario? Is that you? Oh, okay. I thought you were someone else. A VIP event to celebrate Mario Day at the Nintendo New York store? Ryan from Ryan's World is gonna be there? Of course I'll come! I gotta go.
So, Rye, don't you want to start the show?
Oh yeah, I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. It's Friday, March 10th.
And this is a 10 News Field Trip!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
Okay, Pam. I'm walking through the streets of New York City right now on my way to the Nintendo store. It's so busy here in Rockefeller Plaza.
I'm so excited for you, Rye. Did you know that Nintendo was founded in 1889? 134 years ago, it was started by a craftsman in Kyoto, Japan, named Fusajiro Yamauchi. He started by making homemade Hanafuda playing cards.
Nintendo and Mario has a special place in my heart because the Nintendo Entertainment System was the first video game console I ever owned. And Super Mario Bros. Was my first game. Super Mario Bros. Debuted in 1985, but Mario actually made an appearance in the original Donkey Kong in 1981.
Yeah, Mario is one of the most recognizable characters in video games. He's had 23 of his own games.
Not to mention the Super Smash Bros. And Mario Kart games and all of his other appearances, but who's counting? This feels like a huge year for Mario. Him and his friends are everywhere. They just opened Super Nintendo World in Universal Studios Hollywood, America's first video game theme park. And on April 5th, Super Mario Bros. The movie is coming out.
Isn't the new Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom coming out soon too?
Yes, Pamela. But don't get me started on my most anticipated game of 2023. I won't be able to talk about anything else. Ah, I think I'm here. I got a couple tenors who are coming too.
So cool. Good luck, Rye. If you see Ryan Kaji from Ryan's World, ask him if he'll do an interview for us.
Will do. It's Mario Day, baby. Let's-a-go! All right, tenors, we are at the Nintendo store here on a 10 News field trip. If you hear that in the background, it's because we are at the Mario Day event. I'm just going to walk around this event and tell you all the things that I see, because it's pretty incredible. Okay, first off, I see a case with every single Nintendo amiibo on display. Every Nintendo amiibo that's in existence is right in front of me. And then there's multiple game stations for all the guests and attendees to basically play any of the Nintendo games possible. And on the big screen, Ryan Kaji is playing against some of the guests right now. They're playing Mario Kart against each other on like a 20-foot TV. It's insane. Okay, so there's also a display case here with every single Nintendo system that's ever been made. Everything from the Wii to the Wii U, Nintendo Switch, Nintendo Switch Lite, Nintendo 64, Nintendo GameCube, Virtual Boy, Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Then they've got these puzzles that anyone can play with our Mario characters. And we're surrounded by all sorts of cool Nintendo swag everywhere.
3, 2, 1, and we are ready, go!
All right, I gotta get to this Mario Kart competition.
Mario!
Mario! Mario! Mario! Okay, we're watching a crazy Mario Kart competition right now. Oh man, this Mario Kart competition is insane. There's a 20-foot television and they've got an announcer who's doing a play-by-play of what's happening. Yoshi is in first place right now. Luigi's in second. Mario's in third, but he's got a special boomerang. He throws it. He's dropping the fireballs. Turning the corner. Mario's trying to take the lead. But Yoshi gets overtaken by Luigi at the last second. Luigi takes first place. He's going for it. Yoshi throws a banana, trying to get him off, but doesn't keep it on the track. This is absolute madness. I think Luigi's about to take this. He hits the last booster, and Luigi takes first place in the competition. And oh my gosh, that was insane.
That was the most intense game of Mario Kart I've ever seen.
Okay, I've got one of our tenors here, my friend Leo. Leo, what is your favorite Nintendo game right now?
Donkey Kong.
And what are you playing right now?
Donkey Kong.
Why do you like Donkey Kong?
Because you jump high.
Who does Donkey Kong look like most in your family?
My dad.
Really? Okay, good to know. Good luck in your game, Leo, and thanks for joining us today. Okay, tenors, I'm in a quieter corner and taking a quick break because, oh my goodness, there was so much cool stuff happening. I want to tell you about the five coolest games I got to play at the event, all of which are from Mario and his friends. Number 5, Yoshi's Crafted World. The hungry dinosaur made his debut in Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo and gets his own platformer. It came out 3 years ago and the graphics are really, really cool. It's not too difficult, but it's very, very fun. And there's a free demo available in the Nintendo eShop. Number 4, Luigi's Mansion 3. The third time's the charm for Mario's brother Luigi. Luigi's Mansion 3 is definitely the best and really hits different. The details in the graphics and atmosphere in this game, along with Luigi's charming and terrified character, make it spooky and hilarious all at the same time. Number 3, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Donkey Kong Country was one of the definitive games on the Super Nintendo, and Tropical Freeze takes everything great about the series and makes it even better. The addition of Funky Kong adds a whole new dimension, and this might be one of the best side-scrolling games on the Switch.
Cool.
Number 2, Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. This is a double feature, two games in one. Super Mario 3D World is a Wii U game that's been remastered for the Switch. It feels like it celebrates every Mario game and its multiplayer. It's perfect for first-time players and old-school gamers. And Bowser's Fury is a brand new Mario adventure, and it's the first open-world-style Mario game. Number 1, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Mario Kart is one of the best games of all time. It's a classic. Any grown-up that's played video games has probably run Rainbow Road. Nintendo just keeps making Mario Kart 8 Deluxe better. Wave 4 of the Booster Course Pass DLC added new cups, courses, and Birdo, a brand new playable character. And the Booster Course Pass is included if you have the Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack membership. Those are the games we tried, and the best part is all of these Mario games and more are on sale in the Nintendo eShop. The first part of the Mario sale is from March 10th to the 23rd, and the second part is from March 24th to April 7th. Hello? Yeah, we'd love to meet Ryan Kaji. I brought a tenor named Beckett who can interview him. Wait, we get to meet him in the super secret underground lair beneath the Nintendo store? I'm in. Ryan here from the 10 News. We are in the underground lair at the Nintendo store here in New York. I'm with my friend Beckett, and we have an incredibly special guest, the one, the only, Ryan Kaji, who might have the best name in the entire world and might be one of the coolest people I've never met, but we get to meet him right now. So I'm going to throw to my friend Beckett, who's going to ask some questions to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ryan Kaji. All right, Beckett, you ready?
What are your favorite Nintendo games and why?
My most favorite Nintendo game is Super Smash Bros. Because there's many different characters you can be and you can use many different attacks. And I like going against friends and family and, like, bots.
Who is your main character in Smash?
Probably Dark Samus or Lucario.
What video game do you think you can beat most people at?
I think the video game I can beat most people at is Minecraft because I like playing it and I think I'm pretty good.
What is your favorite thing about Mario?
I like that he never gives up, and in all his games, he just keeps going forwards. Just like how I try to never give up in real life.
If you were a Nintendo character and had to live inside that game world, which character would you be?
I would be Mario, because I want to try to use the abilities like shooting fireballs and climbing walls, and I want to see how using a 1-up works.
We are celebrating Mario Day today. How are you celebrating Mario Day, and how do you celebrate Mario on other days besides March 10th?
Well, to celebrate Mario Day, I would like to play a bunch of Mario games with a bunch of other Mario enjoyers, Mario game enjoyers. And I also love playing Nintendo games with my family, like Super Smash Bros. At home.
Do you have any tips for tenors that want to be YouTube creators?
Just do what you want with your YouTube videos. So if you like doing gaming videos, do gaming videos. And if you like making people laugh, do comedy videos.
You are one of the most successful YouTubers of all time. What do you want to do when you grow up?
When I grow up, I think I want to be an animator or a 3D artist.
What are some things that bring you a lot of joy?
Things that bring me a lot of joy are playing games with my friends and family and having playdates.
What is something in the world that you would like to change?
I would like to change how much pollution is being put into our world, because it might look like it's okay now, but in the future, it's going to really badly affect our world.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our tenors?
Thank you for supporting me. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you today, and you should always stay happy and rise up.
Do you by chance have any Super Smash tips that I might be able to help beat my brother with when I lose to him constantly?
If you're using a person with mostly ranged attacks, try to stay away and jump.
All right, run from the ranged attacks. Thank you so much, Ryan. You are a legend. And Beckett, thank you so much.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
Okay, that was tremendous. You did an awesome job, Beckett. And thank you, Ryan Kaji, for hanging out with us in Nintendo's super secret underground lair. And thank you for the Super Smash Bros. Tip. Though, if you ever play me in Smash, I will use Fox's Reflect, so I am not scared of your Dark Samus range attacks. FYI.
Rai, did you survive Mario Day?
Oh, I did. I have to say, I think you should consider celebrating Mario Day tomorrow or any other day of the year.
But you know, I don't have a Switch.
Well, I'd obviously share mine with you. But you can also go to play.nintendo.com and check out their free activities and games there.
Game on. Hey, should we give 10 new snaps to one of our listeners?
Time for 10 new snaps.
We gotta give snaps to two of our tenors. Beckett, who we interviewed today, and Leo, who helped test the Mario games.
Thanks, Beckett and Leo, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. 10 Things You Need to Know drops every Tuesday, and our in-depth reports drop every Wednesday.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Now go level up.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week, wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.